Broncos kicking off right to left. Packers await the kick of Jason Elam, and Super Bowl 32 is officially underway. Broncos opening drive, second and goal. Elway, handoff, Davis, into the end zone, touchdown! Broncos look like they're going to blitz, and Favre saw it, checked off. Favre unloads, pass is going to be intercepted! Braxton down on one knee, has got the ball, the Broncos turn him over! Elway rolls right, he can run it in, John, it will trot into the end zone, touchdown! And salutes Howard Griffith in the end zone with the left hand. Elam puts a leg into it. Does it have the distance? It's on its way, and it is good! Good from 51. The Broncos have a 17-7 lead. Packers jumping around. They rush four. Plenty of time for John. Now squeezes, steps up in the pocket. Elway can run inside the 10. Head first. He dives inside the 5-yard line.
My goodness.
Second and goal from the 1. Elway, Davis, same play. Davis to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Davis with the salute to anybody that'll salute back. Elway, long count. Davis, it is a rocking standing up. Can you say Denver is in the lead? And the Broncos are a minute and 45 away from a world championship. One play to the championship. Blitz is on. Far hit as he throws. Pass is going to be incomplete. Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing. And you've got the world champions that live in your town. They have shocked everybody, and they have won Super Bowl 32. 3, 2, 1, how about it, Denver? The Broncos are world champions. Final score, Denver 31, Green Bay 24.
Wow, I often wondered what this would be like. There's one thing I want to say here tonight. It's only 4 words. This one for John.
The Broncos are world champions, 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 champions.
Live from KSJE, it is the Dot and Scott Spot on our DJ for a day. Scott Eckstein, Dorothy Nobis, it's all yours.
Good morning.
Take it away.
How are you doing? We're bleeding blue and orange over here.
Yes, you are.
Do we have to clean this up?
You do.
Oh,
little bit.
Darn it.
The blue and orange blood all over the floor, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
We wanted to get everybody going with a little bit of adrenaline from the Super Bowl 32, Denver Broncos, and welcome.
Don't look at me. Yeah, welcome.
It's Dorothy's turn to talk. She promised we were going to have a lot of fun today, and she's just looking at me.
We are going to have a lot of fun today. We're gonna talk about all things Denver, but most importantly, we're going to talk about donating to KSJE.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the show today.
Absolutely it is.
Not
as
only
much
to have fun,
but
to try to raise money for KSJE, public radio, the importance of public radio. It's incredible. I've been on the KSJE morning show over the last 10 years numerous times. It's a great way.
There are
way
those who are hoping to forget that.
That's
so
right.
Thanks for reminding me.
But there's one or two that have probably enjoyed namely family. But anyway.
Whatever. Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks for listening, Tanya, yes. But I think it's so important because you get the opportunity to talk to people in public office. You get the opportunity to talk to people in the community. You've got the opportunity to share what's going on in the community. And, without that, I think the community is missing a lot. So we love public radio. When Scott asked us to come on here, I gladly accepted. How about you, Dorothy?
You
got a big old grin on your face.
Other duties is assigned. I agree with everything that you've said, Scott, but I think one of the most truly one of the best things that happened to KSJ is when Scott Micklin came on board and truly made it a local radio station, bringing people in so that it's a one-stop shop place where you can find out what's going on in the community. And we're going to chat with Scott Micklin a little later. We're going to ask him some real tough questions, maybe some Bronco trivia questions. But we did promise that just for today, we're going to say go Bills.
Go Bills, yes.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. We like the Buffalo Bills, don't we, Dorothy?
We like the Buffalo Bills. There are not many teams that we like. We're Raider haters.
That's true.
That's just when you bleed blue and orange.
Dislike a lot.
Yeah.
And there are some teams we don't mind, and There's some teams that we like okay, and the Buffalo Bills is one
of them. Is one of them.
They've never done nothing to us, have they?
I don't think so. Have we ever played them?
I don't know.
Not very often, I don't think. I don't think they get together very often.
I don't think so either, which is kind of too bad. Maybe we should, for Thanksgiving, invite them. We could have a little Browns and Bronco. No, Bills and Bronco.
Bills and Bronco.
Excuse
sure.
me.
Right.
Yeah, we could do that. That sure. could be kind of fun.
Sure, that would be a lot of fun.
Share a drumstick.
Hey,
or two.
Do you want to ask a Broncos trivia question real quick? What do you think?
I can absolutely do that.
Let's see how many listeners we have out there. Uh-huh. That way we can ask the question. How about if I ask a real simple question just to see if we've got...
I thought you were going to let me ask the question.
Sure, go for it.
Indian giver. The Broncos have retired three numbers. Name the players and their numbers. Also, what is unusual about the numbers?
And you can call us right now at 566-3909.
And while you're calling and answering the trivia question, you can please make a donation.
Can you repeat that question, Dorothy?
I could. The Broncos have retired three numbers. Name the players and their numbers, and what is unusual about one of the numbers.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you real quick, Dorothy, do you even know the answer to that question?
I do because it's written in front of me.
Okay.
Except I don't know who this one quarterback is.
Well, maybe one of the listeners knows. We got any calls yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Not yet. I told you we should have started with a real easy question.
Well, but this
question is
an interesting one because I don't know who Frank...
Trapuka?
I don't know who he is. Was he back in the Dark Ages?
Yeah,
before they
were
the blue and orange, they were more like the green and yellow something?
You know, they retired his number.
Well, I think that's very special of him, but
okay,
why?
Okay, so we've given away one of the answers. Mm-hmm. That leaves two.
Right.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Okay, but, you know...
People are thinking.
They're thinking.
They're thinking.
They're Googling it. You can hear them out there thinking of the answer to call in with.
One of them should be absolutely the sport's most amazing quarterback. That one should be an easy
one. That should be easy.
Yeah.
Yes, that should be really easy, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is a running back who is, like, achieved sainthood in Denver and in Colorado.
You know, Frank Joseph Trapuka, known as Frank Trapuka, was an American collegiate and professional football quarterback at Notre Dame in the National Football League, in the Canadian Football League, and in the early American Football League. He was born December 8th, 1927, just in case you're wondering who he was. I think you asked who he was.
Well, that was a tad before my time.
Just a little.
Just a couple of years.
Just a couple of years. Okay, so we've got Frank, we've got John Elway, and we're missing one. Who are we missing?
Floyd Little. Yeah.
Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway. Floyd uh-huh. Little, the running back, and quarterback Frank Trapuka. That's our answers.
I'm still concerned about the Frank guy, though.
No.
Is he on the Ring of Fame?
That's
you go
a good
to all
question.
Those Bronco games. A little trivia question for you,
I'm
Mr.
looking
Mayor.
At the field. I'm looking at the field. I'm watching the action down there.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Are not always. I see the selfies. You are not always.
Okay.
Sometimes you're looking for the beer guy. I see those.
Okay, I think we need to take a break for a song. What do you think?
It's ready to go.
Here we go. Here's a Bronco song for you.
Rocky Mountain Way, couldn't
We're back. The Scott.
Did we go anywhere?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're back with the Scott and Dot Show, or Dot and Scott Show, or whatever it is. And Dorothy, you've got some questions of our special guest here today, Mr. Scott Micklin, whose voice is known all over the Four Corners. What are your questions?
You want to know one thing that I'm going to tell you about Scott Micklin?
Uh-oh.
That maybe some people might not know. Well,
tell
no,
me.
Probably most people would know. I've known Scott for what, 20 odd years?
Uh-huh. I think that's true. Yes.
And until probably about the last maybe 8-9 years, I never saw him in anything but a shirt and a tie and a coat and a tie. He always wore suits. He wore suits to the grocery store, which was very impressive, I thought.
You know, Dorothy, thinking back to 2008, you and I did a morning radio show. Do you remember that? Of course you remember that. Scott came in a few times in pajamas.
So
and
pajamas.
He talked about the fact that you can come in to a radio show wearing whatever you want to wear and nobody knows. You can tell them you're wearing a suit and they'll picture you with a suit on.
We told
something
him
like
that he
yeah.
was wearing silk pajamas,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Yeah, but we told him.
It was a total Hugh Hefner look.
Yeah.
He just didn't have the playgirls with him, which we were kind of glad about. Yeah. The little playboy bunnies. Were
8 years ago that was already.
To be clear, it was a block from my house. It was really early in the morning when I was working evenings. And that's my defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they look good on you,
well,
Scott.
Thank you
very
much.
You wore silk pajamas better than anybody. Not that I've ever seen anybody else in silk pajamas. But you rocked that look.
Well, thank you.
And you could
very
have been
much.
On the cover of GQ
there you
or
go.
Whatever they
right.
call those men's magazines.
Those were fun days.
That was fun.
But
true.
Hey, new era, new fun era.
Uh-huh.
We're having right now.
But he still comes to work early in the morning and he still wears a shirt and a tie.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And today.
And
I'm...
I have one question to ask you. Why? You could
Why?
Come in
I could. I
in
could.
Sweatpants and a sweatshirt, but you don't.
That's
because you're
true.
Such a class act.
Well, you know, I just used to wearing a suit to work, and so I still do. And, of course, I teach here at San Juan College now, and so I think, you know, public speaking, and I always tell my students that, you know, it's good to look, dress the part that you want to play and be and speak about, and so I think that's important. Mm-hmm. So I try to lead by example.
So you're dressing the part. You're wearing a blue and orange tie. So you're really
absolutely.
A Broncos fan.
I was dressed just for the show. Exactly. Okay. I knew I wouldn't be allowed in the studio if I wasn't
Excuse
wearing
us, Bills,
something.
But today he is a Bronco fan.
Orange and blue. Yes,
he's a Broncos fan.
I'm thinking maybe you and I should not wear the clown suits then when we do public speaking. You think?
That's true.
Yeah, we haven't talked about what you two are wearing on the
Let's
radio.
Not. No, we can't do that because, you know, it's a family
The feather
show.
Boa is a nice touch,
you know?
Mayor.
Yes.
I don't know how you...
We fought over that.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually Dorothy's, but
I understand.
You took
I put it,
it
on this
you
morning.
It.
There you go.
Tell us the importance of public radio locally.
Well, thanks for the question. And thanks for letting me have a little bit of your time on the air to talk about the importance of public radio. And I think... You know, we try to present something to the community that's not heard on the other radio stations. That's a very conscious decision that we have made for the past, you know, 26 years that KSJE has been on the air. The idea when it started by Dr. Henderson here at the college was to present classical music because that wasn't available over the air in San Juan County. And so that's kind of how the station got started and the other offerings that then grew out of that, the jazz in the afternoons. And so even today, when there's so many other competing technologies and things out there that you can listen to classical music on satellite radio and Pandora and all these other things, we still feel that there's a niche for public radio and the localism that we bring to KSJE to talk about local arts events, local cultural events, and things like that that sometimes the other commercial stations just don't have time to do or don't want to do. And so that's kind of how KSJE has carved out its position here in San Juan County.
It's a real niche that you've done. Another question I have is I know the other radio stations, commercials, advertising.
Right. That's right.
Public radio, not so much.
We can't sell commercials like they do in commercial radio because of our license. We are licensed to San Juan College as a nonprofit educational radio station. But what we are allowed to do is to sell underwriting, and that's a little bit different. Not quite the hard sell message, and so we do have several businesses in the area that do support us through their underwriting messages on KSJE, and so we're able to raise money that way in addition to the other ways that we raise money as well.
So part of the purpose we're here today is to help you raise money because
yes,
we understand the importance of public radio, and I know your listeners understand the importance of public radio, but we want them to understand the importance of supporting public radio. And so, you know, we're inviting the listeners right now to to call in. If you want to, you can pledge support. You can call in at 566-3909. I'll repeat that number if you want to call in at 566-3909. Or if you would rather just get on your computer and log on to www.ksje.com and pledge support. It would be much appreciated and actually much needed here to keep public radio going in the Four Corners and keep the opportunity to listen to not only the variety of music that you play, but the opportunity to hear what's going on in your local community.
And if you're still one of those people who writes checks, right, you know, I'm guessing that you're going to accept any and every check you get.
We will do that too.
Absolutely,
sure.
Do
they
that.
Can mail it in.
You can send it to KSJE, San Juan College, 4601 College Boulevard, 87402.
Well, can you repeat that one more time?
I would love to, because I tend to talk fast. KSJE, San Juan College, 4601 College Boulevard, Farmington, 87402.
Thank you, Dot.
Anytime, Scott. And it's like Scott's show. So you have underwriting, and you said you have a couple of majors who help with that. Who are they?
That's right. San Juan Regional Medical Center is one of our longest supporting businesses in the
great
area.
Great supporters of the community.
Right. And so they have stepped forward. Also, Citizens Trust Investment Company is another ongoing underwriter. And so they've been here since the beginning, I would say.
But if somebody doesn't have a whole lot of money,
right,
you know, because times are tough.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, can like tend to, oh, and one thing we want to say, that however much money is raised is matched.
That's true.
By
today.
The Marion Foundation today.
That's right.
Marion Foundation, T. Greg and his family, been great supporters of every charity that I can think of, every nonprofit for a gazillion million years. And we so appreciate that. But
so they will double your donation pretty much
so
today.
If somebody can say, you know, 10, 15 bucks a week or $25 a month, does that help at all?
It does. It definitely adds up. And in fact, if you donate online, PayPal has a way to just charge you every month whatever you'd like to give. So
it's like an automatic payment.
Automatic payment if it's like $5 a month or whatever, but all that will add up at the end of the year, and we would appreciate all of that. And at $10 a month, we start sending back thank you gifts. So we have some T-shirts and some ball caps and some
other
thank you
gifts. Are they Bronco ball caps?
Or? I'm afraid they're not Bronco ball caps.
But that's all right. Probably KSJE balls or San Juan College.
KSJE ball caps, exactly. And so San Juan College colors, the purple, the yellow, the gray. Mm-hmm. So those things are available for thank you gifts. So, yeah.
Well, that's great.
I like the fact that, you know, it can be an automatic payment because it's so much easier that way. Then you don't forget.
Right.
And if it's a small enough amount or a large enough amount, we're looking, quite frankly, for big dollars here, though, people. We want the Scott and Dot show to bring in a lot of money.
Yes,
because
we do.
Our friends are... They're good folks who give to good causes, and this is absolutely a good cause.
This is a great cause. And if I'm hearing you correctly, Scott, you're saying if somebody donates $50, the Marion Foundation will match that with another $50.
Exactly.
So
it becomes 100.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, and that's through this week?
It's through this week up to, I think their maximum is a $5,000 match. So as we gain money all this week, if we get to 5,000, they will match everything up to $5,000.
Well, that's awesome.
And that will turn it into 10,000, which is terrific.
That's awesome. So please, if you're listening and you can afford it, even if you can't afford it, just support KSJE Public Radio.
Well, we hope there's a way you can afford it. I mean, you know, for a cup of coffee, $5 a month, you know, a couple cups of coffee.
Absolutely.
Employees of San Juan College can do payroll deduction, and that's twice a month. So that could be $5 a month, $5 a paycheck. For $10 a month, and that would help us get to our goal.
But you do more than just music on this station, don't you?
We do. We do. We have a lot of other programming. Of course, my show in the mornings that you've both been on at 7 o'clock with local community leaders and current events and things that are happening. The students here at San Juan College have a show every Saturday. They get an hour to talk about whatever they want to talk about and play whatever kind of music they'd like to play. Lots of other talk shows at the noon hour during the week, anything from Philosophy Talk, which is a show all about philosophy and questioning all these things that are happening around us. We have Peace Talks Radio, which is a show from our partners at KUNM at the University of New Mexico that talks about nonviolent conflict resolution. And they bring a lot of guests in from around the state. a lot of book review shows. We have a program that we do in cooperation with the Farmington Public Library, Cuentos, Hannah and Tales, which is a storytelling program every Friday at 12:30. So a lot of variety. You're right.
And, you know, another thing I like about your show is not only the radio portion of it, which is awesome, but you've got that internet presence, too, where you have an interview with a community leader in the 7 o'clock in the morning if people are sleeping. Well, then maybe the next day they can access that through the KSJE website,
right,
through the podcast that you put out there and you make available. And you've got a Facebook presence. I've seen, you know, that you've posted some of those podcasts and tagged people and given people the opportunity that if they weren't able to listen to it live, to listen to it at a later time. So it goes even beyond just the radio itself and into the internet. And it's such a valuable service that you provided this community that it truly needs to continue to be supported.
Well, we think using technology to make, you know, listening easier for folks and just, you know, taking advantage of the technology that exists. I mean, if you're right, if folks aren't up or able to listen to a show at 7 in the morning, or they were planning on it and missed it or something, they can go online and listen kind of on demand and see. We've now kind of made it so that you can search for all shows about Bloomfield or all shows about San Juan County or all shows about San Juan College. So we tried to make it a little more user-friendly to find those things that folks are interested in.
And right, you have like a national audience on that streaming, don't you?
We can, we hopefully do, yes.
Because you have some friends, I know.
We have friends and fans throughout the country.
Absolutely,
that's
you do.
True.
And that's amazing. So it's not just local. But it's not just those of us in San Juan County who are interested in what's going on in San Juan County. It's people who move out of the area and want to know what's going on. And this is the best place to find it and to hear it.
Thank you for saying that. And we think so, too.
You can make a donation to KSJE for that if you'd like.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Please do.
Okay, everybody knows that the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50, which was just last year, beat the Carolina Panthers. But I'm going to give you all a fairly easy question. 2 years ago, or 2 years before Super Bowl 50, I guess going on 3 years now, was Super Bowl 48. Who did the Denver Broncos lose to in Super Bowl 48? Miserably lose to.
Which I don't like those kinds of trivia questions.
I know you're getting this angry look on your face. Anybody know?
We're going to see
how many Denver fans we have out there.
We've got a ton of Denver fans because... Okay, you're pointing
right
this to me. Oh, birds.
Yeah, they're birds.
The birds.
Uh-huh. Give you another hint. There's several birds in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't the Ravens either, nor the Eagles.
That narrows it down, doesn't it?
Narrows it down some.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we should listen to another song. And
I'm
then maybe
guessing there's
no
Denver fans out there calling. Or they're working Google.
They're working hard, maybe, is what it is.
They're writing checks, and they're getting online to
that
make their
could
donations.
Could be, too. That's right.
Okay, we'll take a music break here and, wait during the song, see if anybody calls in. If not, we will give that answer right after the song. Here we go.
Make you cry.
And we're back after our song break.
I wanted to hear Orange Crushmas.
Orange Crushmas?
Uh-huh. It's right there. Two.
Okay, Dorothy, I've got a... I'm going to answer the last question since nobody called in. The answer to that question was the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question,
Dorothy.
We're
not doing quite as well. Are they doing well this year?
Yeah, so-so.
Yeah.
They're really not a threat that much anymore. But
well, even birds sometimes have to take a rest.
Got a question for you, Dorothy.
Sure.
Who scored the Broncos' first touchdown in a Super Bowl?
John Elway. John Elway. Peyton Manning. Randy Kardashian. Let's see. Floyd Little.
You know,
John Fox. Are none of those right?
No, none of those are right.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Okay, but I'll bet you that Scott Micklin could answer that question, and he's not even a Broncos fan.
He is a Broncos fan today.
We're going to find out.
Today, that's true. Today. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Take a guess.
I would assume it's Rob Little.
Ding, ding, ding. See, Dorothy, who's
wow.
the true Broncos
really?
Fan?
Am I right?
It's
Rob
John
Riddle.
Elway.
On the one-yard line in the third quarter.
Wow. Are you sure that wasn't John Elway?
It was not John Elway.
Because he had that massive, we just heard it when we were coming in, that massive, that quarterback sneak when he went in and killed it.
Okay, can you tell me who won that Super Bowl?
Denver. In my world, Denver always
the
wins.
Cowboys beat the Broncos
27-10.
I do
not want to hear about the Cowboys beating the Broncos.
Okay.
In my world, Denver always wins. Throw me another one.
Another one, uh-huh. Okay.
You think I don't know.
I'll read you this one here. Who has the most receiving yards for the Broncos in a single Super Bowl?
John Elway.
Receiving yards.
John Elway can do it all. John Elway could be out on the field and he could do it all.
I have to tell you, it's not John Elway.
It's not?
No.
It's a receiver?
Yeah, it's a receiver.
Don't
say Peyton Manning.
I can't say Peyton Manning.
You can't say Peyton
Manning. I will say Steve Young.
That's a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually Rod Smith for 152 yards.
Remember Rod Smith.
Remember Rod Smith?
Not well, but I remember him.
Yeah. Super Bowl 33.
Uh-huh. I remember Carl Mecklenburg. You don't have anything on there about Carl Mecklenburg. I'm a little ticked about that because he was like the, what did they call him? The albino wino or something. No, I guess it's not an albino wino. Unless he were at my house, then he would have to call him the albino wino. But you don't have anything on there about Carl Mecklenburg.
I don't.
And Lou Saban. There's nothing on there about Lou Saban.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I am sorry.
God.
Mm-hmm. I didn't plan on asking questions the entire show. I just wanted to throw a few trivia questions out there. I've got 10 of them here.
Throw another one at me.
Throw another one at you. Okay. Who has scored the most points for the Broncos in all of their Super Bowls combined? And that's touchdowns, field goals, and extra points.
John Elway.
There you got
See?
It.
Uh-huh.
John Elway with 24 points.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Everybody, fantastic.
Uh-huh. Everybody thought it was Carl Mecklenburg, but it wasn't.
It was John Elway.
Yeah,
you
it was
finally,
John Elway.
I guess if you guessed that name enough, you were going to get it right sooner or later, correct?
Because John Elway is like one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, although Peyton Manning, excuse me, right up there.
Apparently he's one of the greatest general managers of football of all time,
I would not argue that
starting
either.
Starting to look like.
Uh-huh.
You know?
He kind of knows. Because you know he brought back, what's his name?
Gary Kubiak.
That's the name.
That's who you're thinking
uh-huh.
of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So where do we go from here, Dorothy?
You and I are going to go have a late lunch and we're going to start happy hour early. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we need to remind people again why we're really here. We're having a good time. Thank you, Scott Micklin, for having us on.
Of course.
Scott and I enjoy this. We've looked forward to it. But we're really asking people to help us out by raising some funds for KASJE as a public radio station. And you guys, you got a grant recently, which
we
was
did.
A huge thing for
Indeed.
Y'all.
Indeed, that's right.
And where did that grant come from? Because I'm guessing you did all that work.
Well, we did some of it with the grants office here at San Juan College, but that is a Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant that goes to public stations around the country. We applied last year and didn't get this grant, and this year our application was accepted. And so it's a great way to kind of diversify kind of the revenue to pay for the radio station. And as everyone knows, I think, why we're here, the college, like everyone in New Mexico, is going through budget issues, and so the college can no longer pay for 100% of the operating costs of this radio station. And then they've allowed us to raise our own money and look for grants and look for underwriting and those types of things. And so while we certainly appreciate all the community support, we want everyone to know we're not just asking the community to pay for the operations of the radio station. We're also going out for these grants, and the college is still supporting us to a certain degree. And so with those different revenue streams coming in, we're going to be able to keep on the air and keep presenting this programming to the community and hopefully do even a little bit more. So so that's what where the grant's coming from.
I think it's awesome that San Juan College President Dr. Pendergrass and the board have always supported. They've always understood the need for public radio, particularly KSJE in the community. And I want to know why those corporation people denied you that first time, because do they not know who you are?
I guess they don't, but maybe now they do. I don't know.
Well, they
but
probably should.
Originally, they said that the way the application comes in, they felt that our budget for the amount of employees that we have, and we run this radio station with 2.5 employees.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
For that number of employees, our budget should be about $300,000 a year or more, and it is lower than that. And since it was lower than that, we didn't.
Wow.
Our budget was too small. They could not send us money. That was the reason.
Did they offer to up your salary at all?
That didn't really go anywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
So this year, they were able to qualify us as a rural-serving radio station and a minority-serving radio station, which, of course, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking more closely at our application, that lowers our budget threshold to $100,000, and our budget is about $200,000. And so that's why we are accepted into this grant program, and they will be able to support us through this next year.
Scott, I think sometimes people forget, because you know you were on television for many, many, many years. You have
long
won
time.
Probably more awards than anybody I've ever known in my whole entire live-long life, maybe next to John Elway and Peyton Manning.
Maybe.
But so was the transition, and I've always wondered this, the transition from television into radio, was that tough?
For me, not too much. I mean, I started in radio, that maybe folks don't know, back when it was in black and white radio. And, you know, it was a little different because the technology certainly had changed since I was in radio, because there's no more record players. Kids, ask your grandparents what those are. And there's no more eight tracks and things like
machines.
That, and cassette tapes and all that. And so it's all digital. So that was a little bit of a learning curve to get back into it. But the thing I've always liked about radio is that you have a lot more control over your program than doing a television program, where there's a director and there's usually people, a cameraman, and there's people behind the scenes. And so there's a lot more hands involved in putting together a television newscast, for example, than there is in putting together a radio newscast or radio program. That's the big difference.
And
I see.
How do you select? You have a lot of guests, and I'm guessing that you probably have people call you and say, I want to be on your radio show. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, of course.
Which is a good thing.
Exactly.
But how do you select who you're going to have come on and share their wisdom and their information with you?
Well, it's just, you know, trying to hear from all parts of the community and find out what's going on. A lot of it's current events, but a lot of it is just, you know, talking to folks from the police department or from the county or from the city of Bloomfield and finding out what's going on in those communities. And so it's a fairly easy system to kind of get folks to come in, and no one's turned me down yet.
When did you become a Buffalo Bills fan?
That would have to be back in college when I was going to school in Buffalo. So, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, you know what I'm seeing here? I'm since you're talking, I'm paying attention to other things going on here about the radio show.
You're not listening to me?
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay.
I multitask. And there's on the internet,
you're
there's
commenting on social media, see?
Buffalo Bills fans everywhere wanting to see a picture of Scott Micklin wearing his
Bronco tie.
So
right,
I did oblige that question. And I also just found out that Janet Mackey is a Cowboys fan. Janet Mackey is the president of the Bloomfield Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
So we've got all the fans.
So did you make Janet Mackey mad when you when you said not nice things about the Cowboys.
That was you.
And I don't think so. No. I think it just sounded
like Let's go to the tape. Let's go to the tape, everybody. Okay.
Did Janet Mackey just text you?
The Jenna Mackey did just text me. She said, "Go Cowboys!" So,
you know, I do have to say though that I'm not as against the Cowboys this year as I have been in years past.
It's pretty exciting to see Dak Prescott out there instead of Tony Romo. I was never a Tony Romo fan. Something about him just rubbed me wrong, and I think there's probably a lot of Cowboys fans that would actually agree with me on that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting and exciting for this rookie to be out there winning games, and winning game after game after game and beating
and just
some
like
good
he's
teams.
A, like he's a Like he's a longtime pro.
Yeah, and since they're not in
kind of like Simeon,
and since they're in the NFC and Denver's in the AFC, you know, another Super Bowl rematch to vindicate ourselves from the 70s. I mean, that would be great.
I think I would go for that.
Yeah.
Would you go to that game? Because you go to you have season tickets. I am so jealous.
Well,
you never offer them to me though, which makes me mad.
There's a big difference between going to season games and going to the Super Bowl as far as cost.
Well, dollars. Yeah.
And, yeah. But, I would love to go to a Super Bowl someday. I would.
But if you have season tickets, does that automatically put you in like a lottery?
Yeah,
where you
you're
can
in
go?
A lottery that nobody ever wins. I don't know how that works, but. I don't know anybody that's got season tickets that's ever won the lottery to go to the Super Bowl.
Where are your season tickets? Where are your seats?
501, section 501, which is the upper level, but it's the lowest. It's rows 4 and 5. So I'm not all the way up the top.
So you're not singing with the Angels?
But
up
I'll
there?
Tell you what, it's they're
the
good
Angels,
seats.
The Angels, you know God is a Denver Bronco fan.
Right, because of the sunset. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it all before. But... The seats are really good because you kind of get a bird's eye view of the field instead of sometimes when you're
yeah,
up really
the,
too
do
low.
Do the birds leave anything on you if you're up that high?
They just sit on my shoulders, build nests and stuff up there. But anyway, so what do you think? You ready for another song?
I think we're ready for another song.
Okay, we're gonna take a music break and then we'll be back with more conversation on the Dot and Scott Spot.
We'll be right back. Okay, during that song break, I just came up with something. I realized that Dorothy treats me like the son that she wishes she never had. Yes. Isn't that right, Dorothy?
Yeah, you and of course I've known you for what, 20 gazillion
pushing 30 years.
Yep.
Yeah. Pushing 30 years.
And you're technically my boss, so for that I have a lot of respect for you. On
but
the
it
other
ends
hand,
there, right?
You can be a pain in my butt.
Yeah, so I hear. So I hear.
And you never give me Bronco tickets, but you always bring me treats back from the games. But I didn't know that it was where the birds do their business. That
yeah.
That
oh yeah.
High.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Can you actually see what's going on in the field up there?
Actually, you can. I mean, from where I sit, you can see. You'd have to have really good eyes to see the names on the back of the jerseys, but uh-huh. You can see the numbers. And in my opinion is if you're going to the games, you should know who's wearing what numbers. So it's really good. But like I was saying that what I like about it is the fact that you kind of get a bird's eye view and you can see the plays developing on the field because you're kind of looking down on it. When sometimes in the lower seats are great, there isn't a bad seat in the stadium. Trust me, I've been several different spots in it, and they're all great. But sometimes when you're lower, you're not
stadium.
Able
I don't care
to,
what they call
to
it
see
anymore.
Above what's going on. So if you're at the end of the field, you can kind of see the plays that are developing down on that end. But then at the other end, you might be looking through the people in front of you standing up and stuff like that. So it can be challenging a little bit. Mm-hmm. Lower, but up. I love my seats up top.
Do you get like room service up there?
No,
but I mean, maybe not room service. I'm sorry. Do you get like the beer guy? Does he come up?
The people walk around selling all kinds of different stuff, popcorn, and you know, like you see on TV, and walking around with that big thing hanging off their shoulders, full of different stuff to buy, and you can wave at them, get their attention, and pass your money down the row. And you know what? I'm
we're
convinced.
Swirling in.
What's neat about going to a Broncos game? For anybody that's never or any professional football game, for people that have never been, is they all of your senses are appealed to. You know, you've got the sense of smell, and I'm convinced. You know how like when you're standing outside a house and there's a dryer, somebody's got their dryer going, and you smell the smell of the fabric softener and all that stuff. I think they put popcorn in the dryer or something and blow the smell out across the stadium. Sometimes I'll smell hot dogs, and I look around. There's nobody around me eating hot dogs, or I'll smell. Like those Christmas almonds that they look around, there's nobody eating those. And I'm thinking that they pump that smell into
popcorn
the stadium.
Popcorn in a dryer?
Something. You get this strong odor of popcorn. You're looking around, there's nobody eating popcorn. But that odor's, I'm convinced they pump it out there so that they make you hungry and you go buy stuff.
Why don't they pump out, you know, like smells of the locker room or something like
No.
That would, could be way fun.
They want people to have an appetite.
Well, you want atmosphere. You want atmosphere.
So you've got the smell, you've got the sounds of the stadium, you've got the energy.
How much does it cost you to go to a Bronco game? And I'm not counting the tickets. I mean, like, if you're going to go and if you're going to, like, have popcorn and hot dogs and an adult beverage or whatever.
Denver is... Their stadium is reasonably priced from stadiums I've been to around the area. You know, you could probably spend a person $20-$25, which isn't that outrageous, you know, to get something to eat and drink, and it's not unreasonable. It's higher priced than I'd like to see it, but you know, they got to make some money. They got to pay them players. Millions of dollars a year, I guess.
I wonder how much John Elway makes. Probably more than the three of us put together and then some.
Probably.
Do you think he'll take over? Do you think he'll, like, own the Broncos at some point?
I have no idea.
Do you think they'll bring Peyton Manning back?
No, I'm pretty confident they won't.
Are you sure? You don't think Papa John will let him come in and sell pizzas in the stadium at all?
He might be a quarterback for Papa John, but I don't think for the Broncos ever.
For reals?
That's my guess.
Yeah, but he's kind of good at selling insurance, so maybe he could... So maybe he could be a ticket
taker. I think he has a future in just about.
He could be a ticket taker at Bronco games.
He could be.
And that would increase attendance, although you can't increase attendance much, can you?
No.
Because it's pretty sold out.
Pretty well sold out.
Yep, it's because Bronco fans are the bestest fans.
They're loud. They're loud. You need to wear your plugs when you go into that stadium. Okay, I'm going to do another push for KSJE, since that's what we're here for. Please, please, please. Consider supporting KSJE Public Radio. That's what we're here for. That's what Scott's here for. And, you know, I wanted to thank you, Scott, for having us on as guests, or should I say
Scott should be thanking us, Dorothy, for
I am thanking you
as a guest.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know. I kind
that
of
that worked out pretty well for us.
The roles have been reversed here.
That's right.
It's kind of odd to sit in your studio and have you as a guest, but
right.
But we appreciate you joining us today.
Yes,
my
Mr.
pleasure.
Mr. Micklin.
My
yes.
pleasure.
So the phone number, anybody want to call in with a pledge, with a support,
a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Remember, a Bronco comment.
A Bronco comment, whatever.
A cowboy comment.
A cowboy comment.
A Bills comment. Yes, thank you.
A phone number.
But
right
no Raider
here.
Comments unless they're bad.
Direct phone line is 566-3909. That was a good comment. 566-3909. If you want to call in anytime during this show. We'll be watching. We'll take your pledge. You know, you can even ask us a Stump the DJ, Bronco DJs. VJs, whatever we're called, question, and we'll try to answer it for you. Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but we'll give it a shot. But please support KSJE Public Radio by going online, www.ksje, once again, www.ksje.com, or calling in anytime, 566-3909, and with your pledge, whatever you pledge to donate, remember, it will be matched by the Marion Foundation. So if you pledge $50, it all of a sudden turns into $100. So we've got to bleed dry what the Marion Foundation said that they will give. So we're looking at up to $5,000. You know what? Even if we bleed that dry, we'll go over the top of that and take
That's
whatever
right.
you can give us. Right?
We will indeed,
right, Scott.
We will.
So. I think we need to raise what $15,000.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That
yeah,
would be great.
Sure.
And it's doable.
It is doable.
It is doable.
It is doable. Folks can, you know, do what they can afford. And we very much appreciate all the donations. And again, the website allows you to pick whatever amount works for you.
Bronco fans, cough it up.
Cowboys fans, cough it up.
Bills fans, cough it up.
There you
NFL
go.
Football fans.
Cough it up.
Cough
sure.
it up.
NASCAR fans. Dale Jr. would be thrilled to death because he's a big football fan, although he likes the Redskins. Whatever.
Whatever.
You want to talk NASCAR? No.
That's out of my. I don't follow NASCAR, Dorothy. I'm sorry. Maybe Scott Micklin.
There's another think? Reason you're not.
You
the
know
favorite
I don't.
Son.
Sorry.
Okay.
No.
There's reasons you guys are not my favorite sons.
See,
just saying.
That's mm-hmm. it. But mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I know, Dorothy. You would go to Las Vegas. Every
did.
Year for NASCAR,
I
wouldn't
did.
You?
And,
yeah.
and I used to. And I used to go to Phoenix.
And Phoenix,
year.
Too?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Dorothy, I got a question for you.
John
you know
Elway.
What? Yes, that's the answer.
Okay.
No,
but,
actually. Who did the Broncos, and you better guess this one because you just referenced them. Who did the Broncos beat to win their first AFC championship to advance to their first Super Bowl? And you hate them.
It's got to be the Raiders.
It is the Raiders.
You know the one thing I have against John Elway? Oh, this pains me to say. He married a former Raiderette.
That's just not good.
It crushes me. So much for the orange
We have
crust.
Someone on the phone.
We do have someone on the phone. How about that?
Welcome to KSJE. You're our first caller.
I want to support your radio station.
Oh, we've actually got two callers. Come, okay, you want to support KSJE?
Yeah, but I want to give you my credit card number. And I don't want that to go out to the whole county.
Well,
we
understand
don't
that.
We don't want to do that. That's true, sir.
Scott would disown me.
Yeah. If you're comfortable doing that online, you can certainly donate online. If you would rather, you can call me back when we get through here in about 3 minutes.
Okay, I'll call you back.
And we can figure that out, but we appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
Caller number two, you're on KSJE.
Hi, I would like to pledge $15 a month.
Thank
awesome.
You.
How do you want to go about doing that?
I will also call back.
Okay.
And... But just wanted to throw it out there.
All right, perfect. Well, you'll give us a call back here in about 5 minutes.
Are you a Bronco fan or a...
I recognize that voice.
Cowboy fan?
Uh-huh. I am a Bronco fan.
Well, that's a good answer.
Well, we finally got a Bronco.
She also sleeps with the mayor, just saying.
Oh, my.
Hi, Tanya.
How do you know who that is, Dorothy? You may be wrong and embarrassing someone.
Including the mayor.
Yeah, including the mayor. That's correct.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now that I'm...
Well, that's taken a turn, hasn't it, everybody?
Now that I'm sufficiently read. Dorothy, go ahead. What have you got? Let me recover here real quick.
What have I got about what? Okay, I wanted to ask you. Okay. Who did the... No, you already asked that one. But see, none of these have Carl Mecklenburg as an answer. Who's your favorite quarterback of all time?
Oh, my favorite quarterback of all time. It would be Peyton Manning. Absolutely. You know, John Elway was a great quarterback, but all Broncos fans love him. I think Peyton Manning was...
Peyton Manning's the bomb.
Yeah. Awesome quarterback.
Peyton Manning could be king.
We got 2 minutes left, Dorothy. 2 minutes.
Well,
we're running out of time.
We need to remind people why we're here.
Yep. I think that's a great way to finish out. Boy, that hour went quick.
Mm-hmm.
You did nothing but harass me during that entire hour, and it went fast.
Love you, Scott.
Okay. What else besides supporting KSJE? Scott, how about if we ask you?
Yes.
One final plug for your listeners.
Well, again, we're able to do shows like this because of the support from the community. And so in the future, I think, this has been a pretty popular thing to do, and I think we're going to bring it back. We'll have more guest disc jockeys on the air of KSJE and maybe look at other programming that we can do to involve the community and see what different voices we can get on the air here. That's kind of what public radio is all about. So thank you for being a part of it.
You bet. And you've got this going on much of this week.
All this week, actually. Indeed. And in fact, at noon today, your colleagues from across the hill, Josh Ray, will be here from the city of Aztec at noon today.
He's a big Cubs fan, you know.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not a big Bronco fan, but he's a huge Cubs fan.
I think we're going to hear a little bit about the Cubs. I'm just guessing.
I'm good about that.
I'm just guessing that we're going to talk about the Cubs as much as we talked about the Broncos here. So
real quick, Janet Mackey just told me that they're talking about Tony Romo going to the Broncos. What do you think of that, real quick, Dorothy?
Oh,
I think I've got a stomachache. I'm going to need another bottle of wine.
If he goes, I just hope he don't break something else, because it seems like that's the trend with Tony Romo, but that's we'll see.
We're out of time, everybody. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
Had a great time this morning.
Dot and Scott Spot on KSJE Farmington.